I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, on the two-year anniversary of the Harvest Festival shooting in Vegas, we have the story of a gunshot wound, a long recovery, and hockey. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
We'd be remiss if we did not begin this conversation by talking about Antonio Brown. He was cut by the Patriots on Friday. On Monday, just 5 days after Brown was accused of rape by a former trainer in a federal lawsuit, Sports Illustrated reported a dozen more accusations against Brown, ranging from possibly criminal to merely bizarre. Did the Patriots vet this guy at all before agreeing to pay him $15 million?
Well, let's see now. He's accused of sexual assault, sexual misconduct, stealing from a charity, stiffing his subcontractors, and being just generally a jerk. The one thing the NFL doesn't like is chaos. And this guy is walking chaos at this point.
Brown denies these new accusations, as he denied the previous ones. But now an artist who told SI about the harassment she says she experienced while painting a mural in Brown's home says she's getting threatening text messages from Brown. So I guess he hasn't learned any lessons about text messaging.
Well, not just that, but he apparently was talking about this woman in some kind of weird group chat.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, first of all, it's something you shouldn't do anyway, but really, you should understand the internet before you get out in a group chat and start making threats. That's not only criminal, it's dumb.
I need some good news, Charlie. Going into week three of the NFL season, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was already on track to throw for 56 touchdowns and 6,500 yards this season. The record, you might remember, is 55 touchdowns and 5,477 yards set by Denver's Peyton Manning in 2013. Are we getting ahead of ourselves with all these numbers?
We are getting ahead of ourselves, but if you've watched Patrick Mahomes play football, it's easy to get ahead of yourself because he's a lot of fun. He can throw the ball long, he can throw the ball short, he can throw it from just about any arm angle. He has a great gift for instantly evaluating situations and reacting to them. So, I mean, why not? Let's say he's going to do it, and if he doesn't do it, we won't be disappointed.
Well, because he's only 24. It's not
right.
His last chance.
Exactly.
Iowa State's Carson King wanted to get noticed in the crowd of fans at ESPN's College Game Day last weekend. So he showed up with a big sign, and it worked. What did the sign say?
The sign said, "Busch Light Supply needs replenished." Essentially, he was pitching himself for beer money, although Busch Light, I mean, come on, guys. But he got a whole bunch of donations. It went over $1,000, and he donated all of it except the cost of a case of Busch Light to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, and good for everyone involved. It's a great thing. I don't know if you know this, but at the Iowa football stadium, the Children's Hospital looks over the stadium, and it's a tradition among Iowa football players to wave at the kids at the window before every game. So this is a nice thing on top of a really nice thing.
Well, I mean, you say over $1,000. So at last count, as of Friday morning, King had raised $157,000. That was matched by Busch and Venmo. We're getting close to $500,000 going to sick kids.
Buy a case of better beer, man. You know,
you've earned it.
You really? I don't think the kids will mind if you spend, you know, $25 on a case instead of $9.95 at Al's liquor store and aluminum screen door replacement names. I mean, come on, man.
Upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spain has won the FIBA Basketball World Cup. Go Spain. But the U.S. is still number one because apparently the rankings take 8 years of results into account when determining world rankings. 8 years? That's one way to make sure the U.S. never loses the top spot again.
That's really remarkable considering that we're going to get to the Olympics and, you know, Steph Curry et al. Will play.
Yeah.
And they'll undoubtedly win the gold medal. And then for the next 8 years, they'll be number one. And they could play the JV team from, you know, Warsaw High School and aluminum screen door replacement facility in Ames, Iowa.
Oh, dear. And finally, Charlie, Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew and his impressive mustache are in their rookie season. But already the endorsement offers are rolling in, and I'm going to let you try to describe this one, but remember, we're a family-friendly show.
First of all, it's the mustache, okay? The only reason he got this offer was because of the 1970s porn stash that he's been sporting ever since he was at Washington State. He was offered a deal from something called Cam Soda. apparently he does band exercise in the locker room, sometimes without clothing. And this has, you know, sparked the interest of the good folks at Camp Soda, so they're offering him a deal. I still think it's the mustache.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the forthcoming Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.